Well, hello there, Why Not callers. This is Steve Del Canyon with the Why Not comment case for the week of November 4th, 1979, being issued November 6th, 1979. Due to some input and machine problems, we are putting this out a little bit late. I know you were trying to listen to our special feature, which we did have on Saturday and Sunday, but the tape got kind of munched up, and we will be replaying it this coming weekend on Saturday and Sunday, so you'll be sure to listen for it. This is a song called Never Say Never by Styx, naturally on the new album, Cornerstone. So, I hope you have some nice juicy comments out there. Naturally, I'm not one of those who reviews them first. I do it the hard way. I just get into it. So, let's play a little more of this, and we'll get into the comments.
Yeah, hi, this is Charlene from Texas, and I just got a comment, and I'd like to direct this comment to those of you who call up that line and simply sit there and say nothing or touch down. You know, you really are immature, and if you can't say anything with hearing, I really don't think you should call that line. Because there are those of us who use that line in the way it's supposed to be used. And Brian puts in a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't need that aggravation from you. So, you know, I mean, cool it. I'm sure you're not 3-year-olds like you're acting. That's your age, okay? Bye.
Well, Charlene, you leaving a comment like this is all well and good, but if you really sit down and think about it, if the people that are leaving touchstones on conferences without saying anything, or leaving touchstones on comment line inputs, if they were intelligent enough to listen to good constructive criticism that you've given, naturally they wouldn't do it in the first place. So you got to kind of think of who you're dealing with. You're dealing with immature people, as you said, and they're not going to listen to comments as good as this. So don't even bother leaving them, because they're not going to do any good at all.
Hello, party. This is the fabulous TSTS. I had a very quick comment. It's not a comment, it's just an informative little piece of junk I wanted to weigh in here to the comment case, since I really don't have that much to say this week. See, Chris, at last, will be coming to the forum New Year's Eve, because Bruce Springsteen decided not to play that. So, if you are, by the time you hear this, unless you hear it Sunday, if you do, you better get out and get to this forum. Well, on second thought, don't go there, because that way I can get all the good seats and no one else will. But no. Anyway, so they won't be playing the forum, and tickets do go on sale this Monday, so his comment ticket may be too late, but at least you can go get it through some other way. Their means, scalpers, or whatever. So, at last, the band of the 80s is coming to town once again on New Year's Eve to rock you into another lousy decade. Or, 1980, yes, almost here. So, this is a quick comment from the fabulous TSD of saying, have a nice weekend, and don't get caught in the bushes doing anything funny.
Well, in my opinion, I'm pretty glad that Cheap Trick's going to be playing New Year's Eve over at the Forum. I think Bruce Springsteen sounds like a New Yorker afflicted with asthma. Yeah, asthma. My goodness. Next comment, please.
Hi, this is Ron Santa Monica, and I wasn't really expecting you to kick an input, but I had a question anyway. When are you going to get your newsletters and members lists mailed out? I've been waiting for a couple months now. And if you already mailed them, you can, you know, listen back a few tapes ago, you know, and I mailed a letter to a stamp envelope in. So if you already mailed them out, you know, I didn't get mine yet. I don't know about anybody else, but that's all I have to say. Goodbye.
Well, everyone else are waiting for the newsletter. If you sit tight for a few more days, we're going to try to get it out to you this week sometime. And, hey, we're working as fast as we can. Next.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, it's time to play that famous game, Battle of the Operator Stars. That's right. You'll get to see all the famous operators, like Joe from General Telephone, or Rick from General Telephone. What about the other people from Pacific Telephone? All those good-looking girls are going to be there, too. Kelly out of North Hollywood, he's a total bad. You come out, come on all. I'll see the Battle of the Network Stars. No, excuse me, Battle of the Operator Stars. Which will be tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So tomorrow night at 7:30, the famous game show Phone Feud is going to be on. That's right, the Phone Feud. With Seabass versus Bloodline. That's right. The Bloodline family will be playing Seabass Alley tomorrow night on Phone Feud.
No, that's okay. I haven't lost my mind altogether yet. I'm getting there, but Battle of the Operator Stars or Phone Feud will not be an upcoming Why Not feature, thank God. Next.
Hello, Why Not? This is Brian Kino the Putt, leaving another far-out alien comment with, again, the help of Stuart. Stuart was in Hills. Okay, now this time, I'd like to enlighten on the thing about alien beings by giving you this idea. So my idea is that the government or the Navy or whoever it is has actually found alien beings. UFOs have actually landed, and they have, captured the alien beings and put them on ice, frozen them under dead or alive, but they have them in custody. They have them in some sort of storage or something. But they're not telling us because they don't want to panic the world. But they do have alien creatures that they are studying. And many people believe this, that the government is actually hiding the fact that there are alien beings from us. So I'd like everybody to think about this comment. And I really would like to hear your alien being comments, left and Why Not, in a couple of days.
Brian?
Bye-bye. Stuart?
Yeah.
Call you
later, okay?
Okay, bye.
You don't sound too reliable. I bet you forgot to call Stuart back, didn't you? Why don't you give him a call right now?
Greetings, this is Dave from Culver City. Sometime after 5:30 on Saturday, the 3rd of November. Alright, my comment is about the dress code. I feel that if Catholic schools, for instance, having the dress code is quite ridiculous, I think. And I feel that kids should be free to dress in whatever they want to. Males, for example, to dress in real baggy pants or shorts or jeans or cords or something like that instead of the real fancy slacks and all that. And girls to be free to wear all of our breeches, like the jeans and cords and all that, and even shorts, too. And what tend to cause the actual dress. But a long time ago, when they had the dress code in schools, I heard that at Marshall, the school I go to, Marshall High School, anybody who was caught wearing with hair, that's the male population, with hair that goes down past the ears, they would go down to the VP's office. If the hair went down past their ears, they would go to the VP's and be suspended. In fact, I don't know what it was for these females, but it was really, really ridiculous. I mean, what do you people think? Do you think we should reinstate dress code? Let me know. In the meantime, I have to, go. So, we'll, talk to you all later. Goodbye. Hi, this is Kelly. Zygot, Kelly Odyssey, or whatever you want to call me, calling in on November 3rd at 6:49 p.m. This is directed to the Why Not staff. Whatever you heard, and I will quote you again, Steve Del Canyon, I never said I wanted any of the Why Not callers not to call Odyssey. I clearly stated that I don't want any of the West Valley people leaving input because of of not getting good comments from the west end of the valley. That's what I said. I did not state that I didn't want any of your callers calling me. The callers that call your line are certainly welcome to call my line as long as they have something intelligent and
of interest to other people as well. If it interests, you know, the public, I'll play it. If it's of any interest to me or the public itself. Okay?
Now, let me give a comment and then we can play over the line publicly, because I'm quite concerned that none of the callers would like to hear this one because, you know, it's being cocky as it is. Right, here we go. This is Mountain Bill, and I'd like to know if any of the users in the area of Apple II microcomputers or any of the TR-80s, or as we commonly call them, Trash 80s, are familiar with Pascal compilers or microcomputers. I am interested in getting a Pascal compiler or a Trash 80. However, its memory requirements and its command repertoire is not exactly up to my expectations. Anybody who has the information about Pascal, even on larger systems, whether it be an ETLA or UNC, please get back and let me know. Good. Now we can hang up.
Okay, Mr. Kelly Burbank, I withdraw what I have said, and now I have been corrected. But I suggest, I'll make a suggestion to you. I'll now state what the system now I'm using, and I've generally been using it all along. I know Brian uses the same system. It's very, very, very simple. Naturally, I'm going to surprise everybody right now. I am a West Valley caller. That's right. I now admit it. I am part of the West Valley riffraff. But let's face it. There's a good many, many, many West Valley callers that leave intelligent comments. A good many of them. I'm saying it, okay? I'm stating it for all the West Valley callers, including Uncle Fruity, who's now a West Valley caller. Listen, you can't say you're not going to play the comments of West Valley people because they leave lousy comments. Fine, some of the West Valley people leave lousy comments, but a good many of them leave good comments. What you have to do is scan your comments. Just because you hear the person's name and he says Canoga Park or Woodland Hills, you can't stop there. You have to play the comment through or listen to it through. If it sounds intelligent, go ahead and play it. If you like the quality of the comment, go ahead and play it. Don't discriminate because the person lives in the West Valley. That's all I'm saying. I know Brian will do the same thing now. If he hears an intelligent comment, he'll play it. If he hears a trashy comment, he won't play it, regardless of what the area is. And that's the same system I'm using, very pure and simple. And I'm surely hoping most of the comment lines are using the same system. If it's good, play it. If it's not, don't play it, regardless of where the person lives. Next comment.
T.C. Harley, are leaving a comment on 6, what time is it? 10 minutes of 8, I guess, on a Saturday. Nice. Wishing all of you a happy Saturday, and to those of you who are Scorpios, happy birthday, everybody, because I am a Scorpio, November 8th, to be exact. Not that I don't like any of you other people who may be other signs, such as Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aries, Pisces, Cancer, Virgo, and etc. No, etc. is not a sign. Yes. Well, why not? This is goodbye for now.
Well, Casey, I'm sure glad you were able to bring that fascinating and innovative subject to us. God, I don't know if we're going to be able to handle this all at once. Bring us another something else next time. This is going to take a while to adjust. God, we never had such an interesting comment before. Next.
Well, to you too. Okay, my name is Bob. I'm sorry. Wanted to tell you, Steve, I was wondering why you have Bruce working at the technical part of it, because he does a very bad job. That's it. That's not only covering this weekend, but it's really just the government going to bail out Chrysler.
Well, we shall hear more of your fascinating political comments on side 2, which is rapidly approaching here. So, that's all I have to say is this tape will auto reverse momentarily, so please stand by. Okay, if you're wondering what this strange number you've dialed is, it's a 24-hour comment and entertainment line. This is a 30-minute comment tape for 24-hour recorded telephone entertainment with Why Not, 346-6644, and 935-8203 for Los Angeles callers.
What is the saying? Socialism and Japan. They make forward decisions, you know, can't let a guy lose. You know, why not let somebody else buy him out? They're stupid enough to go bankrupt. Why not let them go bankrupt? That's it.
Well, I have no response to your political comment because, to tell you the truth, I exactly didn't follow you. I hope somebody else out there does. You made one comment about Bruce, not letting him do the technical part of it. He may be a very strange person on the tape here. He's very hard to understand. But let's face it, he's one of the best technicians that this line can have. You know, I can do a certain extent of the work here, a certain extent of the technical work. But, you know, the recording is my bag. That's my department. But when it comes to a machine, when you need a machine built, hey, Bruce can put together the right machine for the right purpose. We've had our problems, naturally, but that's due to cheap equipment, cheap parts. But if I had all the money I wanted in the world and could put all the money into this, if I gave Bruce the parts, he could build a machine better than you've ever seen before. So, you know, don't be so quick to judge Bruce. He really does a darn good job. Next.
Well, Tommy Tillman, I just want to say one simple joke. What did the hurricane say to the coconut tree? The hurricane said, hold on to your nuts. This ain't no ordinary blowjob.
Hi, this is from Simon X, and I'm calling on Sunday at 11:36. And I'd like to leave my comment about television programs and shows and some of the movies. And I see that tonight they're showing Jaws. And I'm just kind of curious to see, you know, if they're going to cut and how much and what parts. Because,
God, I wish everybody's comment was that complete. I don't believe that. Hey, one more time, I must say, if you're going to leave a comment, at least be prepared. Think about what you're going to say. Don't just call. I know sometimes you'll call and hear input and you won't know what to say. Hang up. I don't care. Hang up and think out your comment and call back in a few minutes or something. There's, you know, if you call in on a Friday, unless it's really late Friday night, good chances you're going to get in and be able to leave a comment. So if you happen to call in by mistake and expecting an output tape and you forget, hang up and call back in 10, 15 minutes or whatever. Think of something to say. Next.
This is Todd with the Hill, leaving a comment on Sunday afternoon and to TFTS. A comment on last week's tape. You mentioned the oil companies and how if the prices don't come down soon, they, you say they're going to lose all their customers. But what you don't seem to understand is the world is so dependent on oil now that there's no way that we would ever be able to give up gasoline in the near future. All the mechanical transportation systems we know of run on gasoline, and there's no oil we can even dream about not needing gas in the near future. And, you know, the oil companies could raise it to $3 a gallon, and we could still probably buy it because we need it that badly. And until we find some alternate sources of energy, the oil companies are going to have a monopoly, and doesn't look like it's going to be in the very near future when they get this problem solved. But I really don't think that people are going to start boycotting the oil companies just now because they need something to run their cars off of. And without gas, really, like the United States, would be nothing like it is. And it's going to take a lot of hard work to lose our dependency on gasoline and foreign supply. If we can gain our own supply of gasoline, then that's fantastic. Or if we develop some new systems to run our vehicles off of, it would also be fantastic. But until then, it looks like we're going to be stuck with the high prices of oil. And, who knows, we have to get something started. Get rid of this mess. Because it's going to be around for a long time to come. This is Todd Woodland Hills.
Hello, this is Debbie from Tarzan. And I left a comment, you know, drafted, but they did not get played.
So I want to leave the same comment and hope it will get heard. It was about the West Valley Caller. What's this thing going on with the West Valley Caller that there's not many good ones around? Are you referring to them because most of them are kids or something? Because I just want to say, you know, there's some pretty dimpers out here if you look, but you know, they are kids. But most of the kids do not leave the boring comments of the adults, because I find when I listen to the lines, you know, the adults, you know, they talk for an amount of time, and they are boring, and they used to laugh. You know, and the kids, they just leave, I think, they leave a lot better comments because they're not as boring as the adults. So that's all I wanted to say, and I hope this will be saved. Thank you.
Well, if you heard what I had to say on the other side, you'll know my opinion, so I'm not going to go into it again. And what you stated about adults or kids being boring or whatever, I think the whole thing is relative. To the kids, the other kids are going to be interesting, and to the other adults are going to be interesting. This is a variety line. We're going to play everybody. Whoever has something interesting to say, we're going to play their comment. And I'm sure that there's a whole variety of people that are going to enjoy different parts of the tape. That's why we're going to play everything we can. The only thing we will not play is if someone tries to play us his favorite album on the line, wasting all of our tape instead of leaving a legitimate comment, that's the kind of thing we will not play. So everything is purely relative. Whatever you enjoy, you listen to. And if you don't like it, hang up. Pure and simple. Next.
Hey, man. Dave from Northridge, man. I think that more people should use, like LSD, man, and like acid more, man, because it really widens your experience, man, like you know what you're talking about, man. Like, wow, man, I don't have anything else to say, man. Wow. Hey, look at that, man. It's melting. Wow, look, jeez.
Well, I was about ready to edit all the men out of that comment. That would have taken me all day. Next comment, please.
Okay, and once again, for all those interested, the new number for Freaky Phone in Canoga Park is...
9920999. Yeah, this is the animal of Canoga Park on Friday afternoon, about 3:40. And I heard a comment last night about the alien beings left by, I think, a sign of Canoga Park and how it's written by spirit living held. And I just like to say, I also believe in alien beings and that some of ourselves may be more intelligent than we are and our other space things out in, you know, in space. I just read a book about this and this guy believes in all this. And that's all I'm about to say and say, hey, Brian, keep writing this and get space novels. Thank you, and goodbye.
Hello, party. This is Ken Tarzana. I was wondering if the people there, why not, knew of a book that shows circuits for telephone dialers, call extenders, call diverters, etc. If you can tell me that on the next recording, if you can find any information like that, it would be appreciated. Goodbye.
Well, I myself only know of one book that was ever in publication that covered most of the things you mentioned, and... as you could probably imagine, such a book was taken off the market rather quickly, and very, very, very few copies were printed. I can't really think of anything that's available now that you could really get. I think that book I'm thinking about that was taken off the market was called The Phone Book, if I remember. Yeah, it's called The Phone Book, and I don't know where you could get that. You could check a few places around, you know, technical places or... I think it was first offered to this mail order company that specializes in this kind of book. So, if anyone else has any comments about a book like this that you can possibly get, please leave a comment in the next page. Next.
In case of natural disaster, call 611. But for proper service, call 346-6644 and stay your guts. Yep, why not?
My name's Tom, calling from Los Angeles. And I think they should legalize heroin so that way everybody will get clean heroin and no one will die over this. It won't happen as often as these. Besides, it'll be cheaper to get and higher quality and everybody will get better drugs. Like, wow.
hey, sure, why don't you just legalize all drugs and forget about all legal restrictions on drugs and get rid of the FDA and get rid of everything and just let everybody kill themselves, if that's what you want.
By the way, this is Woodard. I'm in the state of Maryland. I have a recorded entertainment network myself. The number is 655-8944, OK, Lux 44. The area code is 301. It plays various tapes of local musicians, nonsense, and other weird things. What can I say? And it runs just about 24 hours a day. It uses a Tapecaster studio tape card machine and a Butcherbilt interface device. That's Blizzard at OK Lux 44. OK LUX 44 in area code 301. I'll invite any long distance calls as long as they're not collect.
Okay, this is the second time you announced your number on Why Not. You may ask why I played it a second time. Well, just to bring up a point. Listen, we all called your line. We called your line, and we called the other line VD Radio. Whatever. Hey, we're not talking about professionalism or anything like that, but the quality of the stuff you're playing, it is impossible to listen to that. Now, I don't know how many other people have the same opinion, but I found the tapes very nauseating to listen to. They're impossible to follow, and they're far from entertaining or fun to call, so, hey, get your act together. Get out of the business of telephone entertainment. Leave it to the people who know what they're doing. Not saying that I know what I'm doing, but, hey, I've heard better on other lines, and yours just doesn't cut it. Next.
Hello, buddy. Hi again on Why Not. This is John Levinchino. And I'd like to know if you would be playing any modern day comedy and some of some old comedy that you have been playing for this occasion. Can you play some Steve Martin or Robin Williams or maybe even some Bill Cosby? Oh, there's comedy, but that's great, eh? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, John, for your information. Excuse me, we will be offering a special feature every weekend, which will play Saturday and Sunday, we hope, for the current coming weeks. Not only will we be playing a lot of comedy records like Robin Williams and Steve Martin, as you mentioned, but we will have our own Why Not Productions also, which will go under the Why Not Production Company name of Why Not Riffraff, which means the Riffraff of the West Valley will be producing these tapes. Now, quickly, I want to give you the history of the name Riff Raff. The name Riff Raff was presented to us by Laura of Express Line. She once left a comment on our line, and they requested it not be played, so we didn't play it. But in this comment, she did present to us that our callers and anybody leaving any material on Why Not is part of the Riff Raff of the comment lines. So we have adopted the name Riff Raff, and we'll continue to use it. So, this has been a West Valley Riff Raff production. We'll be on all of our features. You will find, at least on the ones we make up ourselves. Next comment, please.
Hello, party. This is David of the Park at 10 after 8 on a Saturday morning. Roots for the birds here. Of course, we know we'll take it anyway. Couple of things. One, to Bruce and Steve and whoever else it may concern, we kind of wondered if you guys ever got a repeater for that touchstone access system. The other thing was, to Steve, better known as the wild and crazy guy, we kind of like that feature that you do this with the news, so if you end up keeping it up. I think it's all right, it's, I'm sure it's kind of time-consuming to put it together there, and a lot of it is worthwhile, stuff that you are saying, so it's not like it's all trash, and as far as imitating the feedback news, well, I wouldn't worry about what people say in a critical way, because if they don't like it, well, let them think of something better. And
okay, that's it for this week. Everybody left comments. Thank you very much. This has been Steve Bell Canyon with the Why Not comment tape. Be sure to listen this coming Saturday and Sunday for a special Why Not feature. That's it. Good luck. The tape repeats.